Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to determine who are the teams we need to be targeting in order to get those extra games in our head-to-head matchups, and of course, which players on those teams are the most interesting that might actually be available in your leagues. The name of the game here is Games Played, and next week, December 30th to January 5th, it's a classic, okay? We got a busy Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then we've got light Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So we're going to be trying to load up on as many of those off-day games as possible, assuming you're not going to be able to fit people into your roster on those busy days. Look, I checked my Cupful team, Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patriot Fantasy League. I'm full on Tuesday, I'm full on Thursday, but Saturday I actually have a couple openings. So you really need to set your rosters before you listen to this podcast, because it's possible that there's some extra openings that you have. But for the purposes today, we're going to assume that adding anyone who plays on those busy Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday isn't going to be fitting in. And if you add someone that's playing on one of those days, that's going to be a player on your bench on those days. But let's take a look at who we want to target for this week. As we're getting into the nitty-gritty here, it's we're flipping the calendar over to 2025, which means you really need to start winning those matchups to get into your playoffs, unless you're in like a friends league or something. I know that's how I feel in the Cupful right now. Every matchup is like must win. Maybe in your friends league, you're already thinking about the playoffs and not even care. You're like so far ahead at this point. Maybe then you don't worry about streaming and you just focus on letting other people who are streaming drop some potential good players that you can add that are going to help you long term. That's a determination you need to make. But yeah, let's take a look at next week's schedule. So there are six teams I'm counting that have two off day games. So that's going to be your six best teams to target. The optimal, as far as I'm concerned, within those six teams is a team that gets their two off-day games before Sunday, since then you can even drop the player you add and add someone else for the Sunday where you might have room. So I think the team that jumps out the most to me is the Nashville Predators. They play Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday, Saturday. So maybe you drop after you get the Friday game, and then you're potentially still getting a couple weekend games if you can maybe get a goalie on Saturday. Who knows, right? It's a busy day. Probably they'll be some backup goalie if you have a spot available. Nashville's schedule isn't great. They're playing in Winnipeg on Monday, in Minnesota Tuesday, in Vancouver Friday. So against some good goalies. Also, yeah, you're honestly, like, I don't have that much to help you with here for Nashville. I was thinking about this before, like who's someone to recommend? Like all the players who are interesting are probably gone in your league. That top line has finally started going. Marchessault, Stamkos, Philip Forsberg, Roman Josi, obviously you're not going to be able to get him. Ryan O'Reilly is on the top power play. He's only 35% rostered on Yahoo, Ryan O'Reilly. So if you're in a shallower league, definitely jump on him. He's got a 4-game point streak riding. Nashville's scoring some goals now, so ROR is getting in on them. Even though at even strength, he's playing with Gustav Nyquist and Zachary Lura. It's that power play that's helping. And so, yeah, Ryan O'Reilly is a clear add, but assuming he's gone, then the question is, like, who's next? Well, like I said, O'Reilly is playing with Nyquist and Zachary Lura, so you would think those would be the next best to look at. Gustav Nyquist has been so just nothing, which is strange. He had a really good end to last year. Now he's back playing with O'Reilly, who he had success with, but he also had success playing with Forsberg. So I think it was maybe the combo there, maybe even more so Forsberg. So yeah, Nyquist is on another cold streak, and he doesn't do much, doesn't shoot, he doesn't hit. Like, if you don't get a point, yeah, there were a couple games, like it's a 2-game point streak for Nyquist before they had a couple games with an assist. So you might, if you're getting, especially if you have room on Tuesday somehow, if you get Monday, Tuesday, Friday, maybe you're getting a point. I wouldn't be surprised. You're going to get an assist. Ideally, you get it on the Monday and then you move on. If you can get an assist on a Monday and on the Friday, you're loving life. But, it's not too high of a ceiling there for Gustav Nyquist now that he's not even on the top power play. There is a guy in the bottom six, Mark Jankowski, who has put up a goal in two straight games. But I'm not going to expect that to continue, so I'm not going to recommend him. I did mention Zachary Lheureux, who's playing on that line with O'Reilly and Nyquist. And look, if your league counts hits, Lheureux is like not a bad option. He's good at filling that category. He had 5 hits in the loss to St. Louis on Friday. He had 7 hits against Carolina the game before. And Lheureux has, popped in a goal now and then, an assist now and then. So, and some shots. So, yeah, actually, I think I'd probably even take Lheureux over Nyquist, especially if you can, you know, cash in on some of those hits, like if that has value in your league. So I think those are probably the guys you want to look at. Luke Evangelista is a super talented player. Maybe one day he'll get into the top six and start doing things. For now, you know, he's got 2 points in his last four games. So there's a few options. I guess you could also look at Brady Shea, right? What's the deal with him? He was, I know he like maybe overperformed a little bit in Carolina, but I definitely expected more from him in Nashville. He had that one good game a couple weeks ago where he scored a goal and an assist versus Pittsburgh. Since then, three straight pointless games. I wouldn't be surprised. If you have an open D spot on Tuesday and you can get the Monday, Tuesday, maybe you take a look at Brady Shea. He plays big minutes. The team's scoring more goals. This is one of those, like, he's cold, which is why he's available, even though he was probably drafted in the majority of leagues. But at this point, if you can get him and you have an open D spot, you know, this would be a good week with a good schedule. Get your four games, move on. So that's Nashville. Nothing too exciting, but I do like their schedule. The only other team that's going to give you two off day games before Sunday is the Florida Panthers. They only play three times, but they come on Monday, Thursday, Friday. So you can, again, just drop after the Friday game. Doesn't matter that you're not getting an extra weekend game because you'll drop by then. Of course, Florida, a lot like Nashville, the top guys who we expect to do something are gone. I guess that's the tricky thing with streaming, right? Every once in a while, I come on here and I've got a gem that I'm really excited about. And even then, it's only like 50% chance or so that they're going to produce. But yeah, Florida's been shut out for two straight games. I wonder if the lines are going to change in their last game against Montreal, where they put a ton of shots on Jacob Dobesh but couldn't get anything past him. Congrats on a great start to Dobesh. But back to Florida. Yeah, they were rolling Barkov, Reinhardt, and Evan Rodriguez, and then Bennett, Tkachuk, and Verhaeghe, leaving Lundell with Lusterainen and Boqvist. So if that sticks, and who knows if it will, then I guess our old friend Evan Rodriguez is interesting. You want a guy playing with Barkov and Reinhardt. Erod is pointless in four games. He has been taking some shots, 2-1. There's a couple threes in recent past. So he could luck into something. It's the Rangers on Monday, and they've been letting in some goals lately. And then Carolina Thursday, which probably you're not going to fit. And then Pittsburgh Friday, where maybe you can get some goals. But of course, two straight shutouts, they could change up the lines again. And maybe someone else gets into the top six. And who knows who it can be? Lusterainen, Jesper Boqvist. Lundell always does well when he gets up there, but I guess they like him as a third line center. But who knows? Maybe after a couple games of no goals, maybe they change things up a little bit. If you see any sniff of Lundell, like even in the bottom six, Lundell is okay. Like in these two games where Florida's been shut out, Lundell had four shots and three shots. The game before that, he had an assist. He actually had 4 points in four games before these last couple. Anton Lundell also throwing some hits. I like him. It's just hard to expect a lot from a bottom sixer, but I would take Lundell over, I think, any of those Nashville guys, to be honest. Like, I'd take him over Nyquist. So, that's probably your best bet. I'd probably even take Lundell over Evan Rodriguez, to be honest, just because I think he's the better player, and I like Rodriguez's position, but also I don't even know how long. Like, maybe you'll get Rodriguez on the Monday game with Barkov and Reinhardt, and then something could change again. So that's probably your best bet. And I'm sorry, we're back to being kind of boring here. There's no real defenseman that I can think of recommending. Adam Boqvist sometimes gets some power play time, but he also gets scratched the majority of the time. Mackie Samuskevich is going to be a fun player one day, but he's not really doing too much for us at the moment. So yeah, I think that's all I can give you here for Florida. Hopefully, I'm recording this a little bit later than usual. It's like 1:16 p.m. right now on Sunday. So people have been waiting potentially for this episode to drop. And so far, the best I've got is Anton Lundell. Okay, but let's keep going. I guess I will say for a Monday, Tuesday for Nashville, you might be able to get a Eustace Enunin game if you can fit him in. I don't know which of the Monday or Tuesday he's going to play. The only other Monday, Tuesday team is Utah. So maybe we'll get, who even is that guy? Stauber? Jaxson Stauber? Do you want that? Utah plays Monday against Seattle, Edmonton on Tuesday. So if Stauber's playing Seattle on Monday, maybe that could be something. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to give you something. Oh, Winnipeg also goes Monday, Tuesday, by the way, against Nashville and Colorado. So Eric Comrie against Nashville, maybe. Is that good? I don't think I'd do that. So, okay. Let's take a break. And then when I come back, we'll look at the rest of the teams with those two off day games, try to find a gem in there for you. So we'll be back in just a sec.
Sometimes it's nice to get out, isn't it? A little bit for some of us. Sometimes. Okay, I said sometimes. And you know what? Game Time has tickets for you to get out for all kinds of events, concerts, shows, not just sports, but boy, do they have sports? I'm actually looking through the app right now, which you can do to find out like what is going to be happening in your place of residence. Nelly, like this, this is how I'm learning that Nelly is coming to Ottawa in April. I mentioned Sesame Street Live on another ad spot, which is personally exciting. Jelly Roll coming in March to the CTC. I've also got tickets for the World Junior Hockey Championships. Those are more expensive than the tickets for anything else I've mentioned. But Game Time Picks is this amazing feature on the Game Time app. It filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. That's so annoying. So Game Time Picks is going to curate what you get to see so you can save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater. And Game Time offers Game Time ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Wow. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today, because what time is it? Game Time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year for getting in on all the hoops, football, and hockey action at DraftKings Sportsbook. In the season of giving, we're being gifted college football and hockey, pro football and basketball, and pro hockey too, almost 24/7. And here's a gift for all new customers of DraftKings. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Happy holidays from DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back to the Matchup Maximizer. So yeah, we have four more teams that have two off day games. They all have their last one on the Sunday. So again, not ideal. You might be able to do better just targeting a team that plays Wednesday and then drop for someone. Like, there's no team, unfortunately, that plays Monday and Wednesday. The only Monday teams, I should finish that. Okay, so there's, we already talked about Florida and Nashville. So Florida's playing the Rangers, and the Rangers play Monday, then Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So I guess the next best would be, yeah, two off-day games, and at least starting on the Monday, because then you could always reassess after that, after you get that first game right off the bat. So why don't we look at the Rangers next? Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. The Monday's against Florida. Bobrovsky's already been confirmed to be in net for that game. The Rangers are a mess. They have lost three games in a row now. They're coming off a 6-2 loss to Tampa. And before that, they got shut out 5-0 by New Jersey. And before that, they lost 3-1 to Carolina. So they're not scoring a lot of goals. The lines have been in flux. So who knows what the lines are even going to be. So again, this gets a little tricky. Though maybe on the positive side, this could be one of those things where some of the big names could have been dropped. We saw Chris Kreider was dropped in one of the couple divisions over the weekend. I'm sure someone will grab him for some fab. But who knows, if in your league Chris Kreider is dropped, maybe now's a good time to grab him. He, you know, big, long, pointless streak. He had a goal a few games ago, but aside from that, it's like nothing in like 10 games. But he did have to take 6 shots, Kreider, against Tampa. So you got to expect something's going to come at some point for, you know, a really high-end player like that. But assuming you can't get Kreider, assuming like Zibanejad hasn't been dropped, Lafreniere maybe has been dropped. Like, none of these guys are doing anything, right? So it's definitely possible. Like, who's even the hottest Ranger right now? I guess Vincent Trocheck had a goal and an assist versus Tampa. Before that, he had two pointless games. Then he had a goal and an assist in the game against Dallas. Panarin scored against Tampa. But yeah, everyone's pretty cold, right? And Trocheck and Panarin are obviously the guys that you're not going to be able to get. So the next best option might just be, like, there's standard lines that are Panarin, Trocheck, Lafreniere, and then Zibanejad, Kreider, and Riley Smith. So if that holds, you look at Riley Smith, hoping that at some point Kreider and Zibanejad get going. Not very exciting. Then there's, of course, Will Cooley, who we've talked about a few times on the show over the year, and he's exciting because he gets you all those hits and even sometimes gets a spot in the, you know, the top six and starts doing something. Cooley's up to 37% rostered in Yahoo, so the secret's a little bit out. You might not even be able to get him in the majority of leagues, though it is only one assist in the past five games for Cooley. The hits are still coming. He did take three shots versus Tampa Bay, so he can be someone decent from the bottom six. That line, the third line, Hedl, Brett Berard, and Will Cooley, kind of a fun line. Hedl had so much potential at one point. He's ice cold. Brett Berard is someone I have on one of my dynasty teams, so I'm especially interested in seeing him continue to, you know, be on the roster. He hasn't been getting too many points, but he has been, you know, taking a couple shots a game on average, throwing a hit or two. But yeah, only like two goals in and assists in 13 games. We're not going to expect too much from Brett Berard. So yeah, you got a Riley Smith. TLDR, we're not getting too much help from the Rangers. I apologize. Kandre Miller's back. He was injured for a while. But he came back and he had four shots and four hits and a block in that game against Tampa. So if you want to, you know, fill some peripherals, sometimes he can be good, especially for some hits, maybe a point once in a while, but probably not. We're looking at 6 points in 29 games this season for Kandre Miller. So shall we just move on and try to find a team that has a good schedule, that actually has a player that gets us excited? Right now, it's still Anton Lundell, for me, is the clubhouse leader for players I might be interested in. I was going through the Monday games, right? So Florida plays the Rangers, Nashville plays Winnipeg, and then Seattle is playing Utah. So we talked about Nashville. They're playing Winnipeg. So Winnipeg does play four times. It's only Monday and then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you don't even get that second off day game. Obviously, you need to, again, check your roster and see Winnipeg. I kind of am. I guess when you do every, I need to get Jeremy to come to a matchup maximizer soon, because I feel like I'm just saying the same names all the time. Like, Winnipeg never changes their lines, right? So they're having Scheifele, Connor, Vilardi. You're not going to get any of them. And then you've got Ehlers with Perfetti and Namestnikov. So it's like, yeah, I guess Perfetti or Namestnikov can be interesting because they're playing with Ehlers. None of these guys are on the top power play. They get some points once in a while. You know, Connor and Scheifele, by the way, are just like going nutso right now, having such a great run, and Vilardi not far behind. So that top line is killing it. Ehlers was injured, came back. He's been great. He had a goal and two assists versus Ottawa. But everyone else is blah, right? Nino Niederreiter not doing much. Cole Perfetti is ice cold. Namestnikov is cold. So you can take a swing on someone. Nino seems to get a point every once in a while. He goes on little runs also. So probably if I was going to recommend a Winnipeg guy, I'd probably go Nino, even though he's technically on the third line with Lowry and Appleton, but I'd probably still take him over a Perfetti and a Namestnikov. Just a matter of taste, though. That's a total coin flip. Neil Pionk's slowed down a lot. He was looking really good at the start of the season. Only 2 points in the last seven games for Neil Pionk. If he's been dropped, maybe this could be a good week to grab him, especially, again, if you can fit in those games. But Winnipeg doesn't even have two off-day games. But I just brought them up because, again, a Monday game might be valuable. But, again, no sure things there. And then I said Utah plays Seattle. So let's look at their schedules. Utah, same as Winnipeg, goes Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And then Seattle is Monday, Thursday, Saturday. So I'll have to even get to you to those other two off day games, you know, outside of the Monday. But to finish those, why not? Seattle, that's a good team, right? Seattle is a team that was built for matchup maximizer because all their players are pretty much available. They randomly go on hot streaks. It's always different and exciting. So we can always look and see what's going on. Yeah, your standards are not going to be available. Montour, Dunn is killing it lately. Okay, Jared McCann, you won't get him. Everyone else less than 20% rostered on Yahoo. Who's doing good lately? It's always different, right? I think the last time I talked about Seattle, we were talking about Bjorkstrand and Shane Wright and Tolvanen. They're all kind of cold lately. The new hotness at the moment, Jaden Schwartz. He had two goals and seven shots versus Vancouver yesterday, so maybe he can keep that going. Schwartz was playing with Beniers and the newly acquired Kaapo Kakko. And yeah, that line looking pretty good. Beniers got himself a goal in that game versus Vancouver, also an assist in the previous game versus Colorado. I'd love to see Beniers go off. Take a drink. I also got him in one of my dynasty leagues, and it would be nice for him to start living up to the potential that I was expecting. I don't mind, though. I'm not really contending. Like, he can take his time a little bit, but I just want to see at least some signs that we didn't totally blow that pick. Kakko did score a goal a couple games ago against Colorado. Nothing versus Vancouver. But yeah, I guess that's the exciting line. Or you could assume that they're just going to keep alternating, and maybe Bjorkstrand, Tolvanen, and Wright will get going soon. So I think it'll be some combination of those three, which is kind of funny because Jared McCann is the one that's rostered in the majority of leagues, and he's playing with, or at least in the last game against Vancouver, he was playing with like Sprong and Chandler Stephenson. I guess the lines were shifting up a little bit. Crazy comeback win, by the way, for Seattle. They were losing, what was it, like 4-1 with like 5 minutes to go, and they come back to win 5-4. What are the Canucks doing? Jeez. Demko managers must have been really frustrated thinking that they just had a nice, easy win locked in. Then all of a sudden, they probably got a negative. Brutal. But yeah, those would be the guys to target. If it's me, I'm going Jaden Schwartz. Okay? Get the Monday from Jaden Schwartz. You reassess after that if you can't fit him on the Thursday or the Saturday. And then I said Utah is the other team that goes Monday. So against Monday, then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So this would be like a Monday stream. And then depending on who else you can fit, Utah is a team at this point where the top power play are awesome and you probably can't get any of them. And actually, to be fair, Genther has gone quiet for three games, but I'm not concerned at all. He's still taking shots. But yeah, you got, you know, Sergachev on D and then Keller, Genther, Cooley, Schmaltz. Those are the ones you want. Schmaltz only 24% rostered on Yahoo. So that's pretty wild considering he's like point per game over the past few weeks, maybe a month as I scroll down. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at 28 points in 35 games on the season for Nick Schmaltz. He's great. So I don't know why he is rarely rostered. If you can get him, especially if you can fit two of those games, if one of those Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you have room, why not stream in Nick Schmaltz? Maybe he's better than your worst player and he turns into a hold. Aside from Schmaltz and other people on that top power play, yeah, this is, again, the same old story where I'm getting bored with myself, because you do have, with Keller and Schmaltz at even strength, you have Barrett Hayton, who is in a great spot with two great players. He did have two games in a row with a goal. I still don't have much faith in him. That was two goals on three shots, and he did take only a single shot and had nothing else in the loss to Colorado on Friday. So maybe, you know, he's playing with good players. So I guess if you, especially if you have room on the Tuesday and you can get like the Monday, Tuesday, then sure, maybe go for a Barrett Hayton. But I'm not expecting much. Ever since he's been bumped from the top power play, he's become especially uninteresting. Then you've got playing with Genther and Cooley is Jack McBain, who is, he's in a good spot, but doesn't get any points. At least McBain, like some of these other guys we've talked about, like a Leroux or something, like he hits a lot, Cooley. So you're getting a ton of hits from Jack McBain. That's your like guaranteed thing. So it depends how much hits are counted in your league. And then he did have a random five-shot game versus Colorado. So five shots, three hits, and two blocks. A really nice stat line, aside from the goals and assists for Jack McBain. So I think I'd expect Hayton to have a better chance to get a point than McBain, but maybe overall for the peripherals, you go with him. And then I still remember a time not too long ago where I thought Matias Michelli was like the guy. Like, I thought he was so good, like really underrated. What a disappointing year so far for Matias Michelli. Only 10 points in 35 games on a super long cold streak now. I wonder if at some point Michelli gets to play with either Genther or Cooley or with Schmaltz and Keller, then I would become interested potentially. But I guess for now, that doesn't seem to be happening. So there's Utah. There's still a few more teams with those two off-day games, which are probably the main targets. I just decided to give you the Mondays because it's one of those weeks where maybe you're going to shift around, like I said. But anyways, I'm making excuses. Who are the other off-day games? So there's Chicago, but I don't think you need to rush. But Chicago plays Tuesday and then Friday, Sunday. And then, by the way, Anaheim is Tuesday, then Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So I guess Anaheim's a little better, assuming, you know, there's a chance you can fit the Thursday person in. I got a guy in Anaheim who was just added in my couple division. I'd been eyeing for a while. I kind of wish I pulled the trigger. But Mason McTavish is starting to get going a little bit. No points in the loss to Philly yesterday, who, by the way, I streamed in. Sam Harrison felt pretty good about that. Kind of scary to stream in a goalie that's giving you so many negatives lately, but he had a good game. But anyway, Mason McTavish helped pad Harrison's stats because he took six shots. Nothing went in, but still six shots in that last game. And then before that, McTavish had a goal versus Vegas. He had an assist versus Utah. So he's starting to get going a little bit. This is obviously a very high pedigree guy, very talented. He had runs of fantasy relevance in the past and previous seasons. I wonder if this is the start of like Mason McTavish being worth holding. But even if not, like I said, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Sunday. So you may be able to get a couple, maybe even three games from Mason McTavish, and that could be worth it. Though if you can't fit him on Tuesday, maybe you wait, grab one of those Monday guys, and then switch over. That could be the strategy. The Friday, Sunday games, those off-day games, are against Edmonton and Tampa Bay. So tough matchups for sure. Wouldn't be surprised if Anaheim gets shut out in one of them, but you never know. Sometimes Stuart Skinner doesn't have a good game. So Chicago, Tuesday, and then Friday, Sunday. The Friday, Sunday are Montreal and New York Rangers. Those are potentially teams that they can score against, but of course it is the Chicago Blackhawks. But you know what? They haven't been so bad. There's been some players doing some things recently. The Lions have stuck, and they're playing today, actually, later today on Sunday. So I guess you'll have more information if you want to wait to make your stream after seeing how things go against Dallas today. The game only starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, so you're going to have to stay up pretty late if you're going to want to, you know, use that information for your streaming for next week. But the lines for today's upcoming game, it has Connor Bedard playing with Tyler Bertuzzi and Taylor Hall. So if that holds in through next week, again, we're waiting all the way till next Friday. So I don't know. But Tyler Bertuzzi has been pretty decent lately. He scored versus Buffalo. He had a 2-goal, 1-assist game against Calgary last week. Also an assist in the game before that. So we're looking at 5 points now in 4 games for Tyler Bertuzzi. And hey, top line, top power play, playing with Bedard. That's pretty good. We were talking about Teuvo Teravainen and his amazing run last week on the Mega Show. He totally has disappeared since then in the 2 games. We'll see if he can break out of that. But maybe we shouldn't have been so excited about someone not playing with Connor Bedard. But yeah, Taylor Hall there is also like going. It's hard to get too excited about Taylor Hall, considering how often he's let us down. But he's now got 5 points in his last 3 games, a couple 2-assist games and a 1-assist game. Before that, he went on a little run of 2 goals, 2 assists in a 4-game stretch. There was a couple pointless games there in between. But Taylor Hall seems to be able to go. Like, he's not on the top power play. Frank Nazar actually has been there, which is kind of cool. Getting a cool opportunity there at even strength. Nazar has been playing with Donato and Nick Foligno, but then on that top power play, he picked up an assist. I guess that would be his first career point. So 1 assist in 7 games. But yeah, just a couple games ago, Nazar picked up an assist. I would still take Taylor Hall over him. I'd take the even strength deployment over power play, and also just the experience, even though Taylor Hall is not the guy he used to be. Yeah, so I'd say Bertuzzi is your number one streamer if you can get him. Bertuzzi only rostered in 8% of Yahoo leagues. So I think there's your front runner. The only thing is you have to wait till Friday. But in terms of just like when Trev is going to give the stats at the end of like how the picks went, I think Bertuzzi is your best bet. Get those Friday, Sunday if he's out there, especially if you can fit the Tuesday, obviously. Then it becomes even more of a no-brainer. But yeah, give me a top line, top power play guy. And then, yeah, throw out Taylor Hall there. Though if the lines change, he'll become less interesting. Some other players that have been doing something recently, Nick Foligno scored a goal. I guess that was probably the goal that Nazar assisted on. He also had an assist in the game before that. Nick Foligno also decent for those hits. So if they help you, then he's always a somewhat interesting person. But I guess I've given you the main relevant people now on Chicago. You could also go back to Teuvo Teravainen, who's been on the top power play. When he doesn't get a point, he's pretty useless. But he did have that run of 4 straight multi-point games. So we're not even asking for a multi-point game, Teuvo. Just give us like a 1-point game, a couple 1-point games, and it looks like a pretty solid stream. Okay? And then on defense, Connor Murphy is still pretty solid for those peripherals. He hasn't been getting points recently, but he had 5 hits in that last game. A couple blocks. So it's nice to get that floor, and then who knows if he'll luck into a point in one of these games next week. Okay, so this leaves us with one more team that plays 2 off-day games next week, and those are the Pittsburgh Penguins, who just like Chicago go Tuesday. Though it is against Detroit, maybe you will want to fit in your Pittsburgh streamer in on Tuesday because they're not doing that well. And then Friday, Sunday against Florida and Carolina. Pittsburgh, they've got some options. I was planning on adding Michael Bunting. I was going to say Ricard Raquel, I wish. But I was planning on adding Michael Bunting in my Kakupfel division. What was it? Saturday morning. I was going to wait for the... Because I wanted to get that Teuvo Teravainen game on Friday. Ugh, that did nothing. And then I was going to, you know, maybe even get up at like 3 a.m. to go and swap in for Bunting. But he got taken like at 2 a.m. or something, like right before. Kind of frustrating, like teasing the rest of us. But yeah, Bunting has just been going off lately. He had a goal versus the Islanders, 2 goals the previous game versus Philly. Bunting has been playing on the top power play. The last game against the Islanders, it looks like they rolled Crosby, Raquel, Bunting, Grzelcyk, and Letang, and then Erik Karlsson was on a different one with Malkin and Rust. So it's kind of wild how they're splitting people up, but generally it's been going okay for Pittsburgh. They did lose that last game. They're playing again today against the Islanders again. I wonder if they'll change things around. But yeah, Bunting's been playing at even strength with Malkin in the last game, Beauvillier. I know that third line mate has been shifting around there a little bit, but considering you're not going to get anyone from the top line, Crosby, Raquel, Rust, all taken in your league. And then, yeah, I think Malkin's probably taken. Letang and Erik Karlsson are probably taken. So, yeah, that leaves you with Michael Bunting. I will say if Malkin is down to 54% rostered on Yahoo, he was super cold. But all of a sudden now, 2 straight games with assists, 3 points in those last couple games. Maybe Malkin is starting to get going again. I mean, Malkin shouldn't be a free agent. That's silly. I traded him in my Kakupfel league. I traded Malkin and Tippett for Wyatt Johnston. all three are kind of doing well right now, so it's hard for me to say yet if I did well there or not. But yeah, I wouldn't drop Malkin. If he's out there, that's an easy one. But yeah, I think the guy who's probably available to you that I would add for sure is Michael Bunting, 10% rostered on Yahoo. So there you go. There's my number one streamer of the week. You have to wait till the end of the episode. Michael Bunting. Number two, Tyler Bertuzzi. Number three, Anton Lundell. Okay? How about that? Good luck, everyone. Good luck with your streaming. Hopefully it does well for you. Should I throw in a Sunday savior? I might as well, even though I'm going to be releasing this. It's now 1:37. By the time I get this out, it'll probably be closer to 2:15-ish or something. I could tell you some people that other people have been streaming in my Cupful division. Maybe that'll help, honestly. That's probably more useful, because last week I went in and looked at the people who are available to me in my division to stream for Sunday. But now that it's late, a lot of people have already made their streams. I see that, well, you could get a goalie. Jonas Johansson is going to go up against Montreal. You only have a couple hours, depending. You'll have to listen to this quick. Charlie Lindgren is also playing at 5 p.m. today against Detroit. I love that. Maybe I should have done that. Ooh, Devin Taves was dropped. Should I look at him? I guess he's been so disappointing. David Riddick. See, all the goalies that are playing today have been streamed. My opponent added Noah Cates. Holy cow, Noah Cates has scored a goal in 5 straight games? That's insane. That's probably not going to last. It's not like he's taking too many shots. Hopefully, today is the day where that goal streak ends. But if you want to keep riding that, that game's not till 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. So you probably had time to listen to this and then stream in Noah Cates. There goes Tyler Bertuzzi. He got taken because, like I said, he's playing today. Ilya Samsonov, so another goalie. Calvin Pickard, another goalie. Mikhail Backlund, oh, that was already yesterday. Backlund, a goals in two straight, and Calgary plays today, so that's, I think, a pretty fun guy to go for, to see if he can keep his streak up. I always like Mikhail Backlund as a streamer. I always feel like Backlund is like a decent bet to do something for you. All right, let me look. Of all the people who are still available to me, I'm going to throw you one Sunday streamer. I'm just scrolling through my watch list right now. So did I say Sunday streamer? I meant Sunday savior. Nick Paul. Let's go with him. He plays at 5 p.m. So hopefully you're listening to this quickly. But 3-game point streak for Nick Paul. He scored yesterday versus the Rangers. He's a solid guy. He's like a Mikhail Backlund, I feel like. So yeah, I'll say Nick Paul or Backlund or one of those goalies. Or Bertuzzi, if he's out there, because he was already one of my top streamers for next week. Those are your Sunday saviors. Good luck, everyone. Hope you had a fun holiday. Happy New Year coming up. And we're going to have a really fun, different type of mega show that we're going to be recording later today. Our annual draft of players for the rest of the season. A points only draft will be Brian and I. And then our two friends from Fantasy Hockey Life, Victor and Jesse, and we'll be drafting points only. And the caveat will be we can only draft players that are 70% rostered or less on Fantrax. So that'll be a lot of fun, but I'll try to fit in a little bit of the news and notes as we go through, because it has been a fun week of NHL action. But okay, this has been a long Matchup Maximizer, so I'll end it here. See you all next week. We'll be back also with short shifts and all that good stuff. So make sure to subscribe to Keeping Carlson to get all the content as we head into 2025. Good luck, everyone, and see ya.